Hey everybody, I'm Patrick Delahanty here for AnimeCons TV, and I am at Wizard World Sacramento in Sacramento, California. This is the first time I've been to a Wizard World convention. I've actually wanted to go to them for quite a while just to check it out because I've heard some things. And so I headed up to Sacramento, checked it out, and it's also going to be my last Wizard World because it's terrible. And I'm going to explain why. First of all, this is at the Sacramento Convention Center, the same venue that is used for Sac Anime. And for Sac Anime, it's packed, there's people milling about outside, and everybody's having a great time. For Wizard World, it's fairly vacant. I'm in a nice shaded area outside the Convention Center. There's a Marvel photo shoot over there that's fairly well attended, but that's the biggest cluster of fans I've seen. Most people are just milling about, and so yeah, it's a nice day, but there's not much going on outside. Inside, you know, it seems to be fairly light attendance compared to some other conventions. So, if I had to guess, they're probably not going to come back, but who knows. Anyway, Wizard World, if you're not familiar, is done by Wizard Entertainment, Wizard Magazine, it's that whole Wizard conglomerate, and they've been doing conventions across the country for quite a while now. The original one, it was a comic convention in Chicago, and they bought that back in, I think it was the 80s, maybe 90s. I have to check on that. Maybe I'll put a note down here. But since then, they've expanded. They've done Wizard World insert city name in dozens of cities across the United States. Some they tried once. Boston did it once. Didn't work, never came back. Other cities they go to every year, Chicago, Philadelphia. And since then they've expanded their name so that it was Wizard World city name Comic-Con, and now they do Wizard World Comic-Con city name. They put the Comic-Con name in there, obviously trying to get some of the attention that the Comic-Con, San Diego Comic-Con, gets, hoping that people will think, oh, well, this is the same thing. No. There's one San Diego Comic-Con. When people talk about going to Comic-Con, it's San Diego Comic-Con. There's other conventions that have joined on that bandwagon, put Comic-Con in their name after the fact, or they've started up calling it city name Comic-Con. If you're looking for Comic-Con, the Comic-Con, it's San Diego Comic-Con. Actually, it's International Comic-Con San Diego, and that's the only one that they do. So please don't be fooled thinking that, oh, these are all the same organization. No, they're not. Wizard World's always put Wizard World in the title, so if you see Wizard World, you know it's going to be this. And this is not great. Let me tell you why. Wizard World, they do cookie-cutter conventions. They just essentially have a trailer that they load up with all their stuff, move it from city to city. I don't know if that's true, but I'm assuming because it's pretty much the same con everywhere. They're overpriced affairs, and by overpriced, here, let me give you the actual prices. For this Sacramento Con in 2016, at the door, it is $90, and $50 on Friday, $60 Saturday, $55 Sunday. And their site says there's a $4.87 fee on top of that, because you can't just put the extra $5 in the price. I hate it when cons do that, and they say this is the price, but then they add the fees on top. Just roll the fees in, tell people the actual price it's going to cost them. There are discounts if you buy tickets in advance, but that's not all you're paying for, because if you want to get autographs, a lot of the guests will charge. It goes up to $80 for William Shatner. If you want photos, those run $45 to $125, depending on the guest. If you want extra prints, that's $15 each. Think of that. You're buying the photo, but if you want just a copy, just another print of the same thing, an extra $15. I mean, how much does paper cost in ink? And that's not 15, not even close. It's so much markup on that. If you want the JPEG, $10. You're going to email somebody an image? Come on, that's obscene. If you want the VIP experience, where you get some comics, and then 30 minutes into the exhibit hall, into the dealer's room before everybody else, that's going to cost you $199.99. So 1 cent shy of $200. So that's an extra $110 just to be able to get in 30 minutes earlier, and you get some limited edition comics that you probably weren't going to buy anyway. If you want the VIP experience for any of the guests, those may run you from $200 to $275, depending on the guest. With that, you get a photo, an autograph, and guaranteed seating at their panel. Some of the guests they have at this one is Haley Atwell, who's Agent Carter, Sebastian Stan, who's the Winter Soldier, Joel State from Firefly, William Shatner, Dean Cain, Carol Spinney, who's Big Bird, and Eddie McClintock from Werewolves 13. If you want any of the guests that they have at Wizard World, that's really the only reason you should ever go to a Wizard World, just to see that guest, to know what you're going to be paying for their autograph or their photo, and to be prepared to stand in line all day for that photo or autograph. If you're coming just to cosplay, like to do some photo shoots, well, hopefully they're outside and you don't have to pay. But if you're going to do that, just go to another convention that's more reasonably priced. These prices for what you're getting here is not worth it. There's local conventions. And here, there's Sac Anime. In any other town, Wizard has a very bad habit of putting their convention just a few weeks before the established convention, hoping to siphon off the fans and get them to spend the money at their convention first. Don't fall for that. Go for the established convention, one with more reasonably priced stuff, and probably the one all your friends are going to. One other thing I saw here, and I don't know if this is true at all Wizard Worlds, but I saw that they were doing bag checks when you enter the convention center. Now, when I was here for Sac Anime, they weren't doing that. My guess is that's not a Wizard World thing, and that's a convention center thing, because people saw Anime Boston, and they've seen at other conventions with, you know, all the stuff that's going on in the world, especially Orlando recently, people are a little more careful, so they're checking bags. I didn't see, it was just a bag check, you know, you open it up, they look it, and then they let you go. There were no metal detectors, but that's unfortunately the world we're living in. So, as far as Wizard World goes, it's just overpriced. Now, Wizard announced in 2015 they lost $4.3 million. So clearly this is not a good sign when there's not many people at a convention. In 2015 they did 25 shows, and in 2016 they're going to do 19 shows in 17 cities. One of them's on a cruise ship. Talk about overpriced. They get just a few guests. If you want to see Norman Reedus on a cruise ship, you're spending a lot of money just to have a convention. And I don't know if they realize that most convention goers don't have tons of money. So there have been attempts to do cons on cruise ships before and they have not gone well. My guess is this is going to be the only cruise ship. They're going to lose money on that. So, but yeah, they seem to be scaling back because they're losing lots of money. And as a result of them losing $4.3 million last year, their CEO, John Macaluso, probably saying that wrong, he resigned in April, and so they have, I think it's their chairman of the board is now the CEO, and who knows if they're going to find another one. You know, if they want to pay me a nice hefty six-figure salary, maybe I'll improve these conventions, but that's not going to happen. And so another thing I forgot to mention is that not only are you paying a lot to get in here, but there's reduced programming. On Friday, they only had programming from 3 to 8 p.m. That's 5 hours. And you're paying $50. It's $10 an hour, assuming you can get to the whole thing. On Saturday, it's 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. And on Sunday, it's 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. So you've got 6 hours, and you're paying $55. So, yeah, and I don't know what you're going to do at night. You're just going to be bored sitting around because, you know. And they have panels. They're pretty much just guest panels. They have a costume contest, but you know, you can find that at other conventions. There's no need to go to a Wizard World. If there's a Wizard World, I guarantee you there is another convention in that city that's more reasonably priced. So, yeah, before you go to a Wizard World, please, seriously, look at what else is available. I was walking here to record and I heard somebody say, "This is her first con." I'm like, "Oh, you poor girl." Because this is not good. And if this is what you, if this is the only con you go to, you assume that this is great. It's not. It's the bottom of the barrel. And, you know, if you're a big fan of one of their guests, Sebastian Stan, Haley Atwell, and you get to meet them at one, great. But don't plan to go back next year until you see if they have guests that you want. And also check what other cons these guests are going to. A lot of these guests, particularly the comic guests, they go to a ton of conventions. Some of them, I wonder if they camp out in the back of that Wizard World truck, just going from Wizard World to Wizard World. But yeah, check what other conventions they go into. You can probably find them at another convention near you that's a lot more reasonably priced. So that's my word of caution from these Wizard World conventions. And yeah. If you've been to a Wizard World, we'd love to hear your opinion. Please call our voicemail line 762-ADEQUATE or email us at podcast@animecons.tv and let us know what you thought. You know, if you want to record a short video, 30 to 60 seconds, and post that as a hidden link on YouTube and send us the link, let us know, and maybe we'll use that in our feedback episode. But yeah, love to hear what you think of Wizard World. I think it's terrible. One star, stay away. Ugh. I feel so bad for the people here, really. But anyway, it's Patrick, and join me next week when I'm doing our feedback episode. So, you know, if we don't get your Wizard World comment in the feedback episode next week, hopefully we'll get it in the July one. So send it in, let us know what you think. See you next week.